We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what's called the 11th chapter of the second Pasuk. The Navi had described V'yatza chotel migeza Yishai, that there will be a staff of leadership that will grow out of the trunk of Yishai. From Yishai, King David's father, will come out the leadership of Mashiach. V'neitzel mishorashav Yifre, and this branch will grow from the roots of King David. And the Spirit of Hashem will rest upon him. A spirit of wisdom, a spirit of understanding. A spirit of knowledge, of advice. A spirit of bravery. Ruach da'at ve'yirat Adonai, the spirit of das, of knowledge, and the fear of Hashem. V'haricho ve'yirat Adonai, and he will smell of the fear of Hashem. It's as though you could sense that he is a God-fearing person. You could smell it when you stand next to him. He won't judge based on the way things appear. And he won't judge based on the way things sound. He will be a God-fearing person and he will verify what's going on. Chazal interpreted the pasuk differently. Chazal said, V'harichho b'yirat Hashem. He will be able to smell where people are God-fearing or not. And he won't have to look and he won't have to hear. He will simply come to court and be able to smell the two people and realize who's in the right. That's the way Chazal said. V'haricho, a third interpretation is, haricho comes from the word ruach. He will be suffused with the spirit of yirat Hashem. Not the way we interpreted until now, vaharicho means he will smell, but rather he will be filled with the ruach, the spirit of yirat Hashem.
It makes a lot more sense.
Okay. The idea of sniffing is that the smell is something that's very slight. You don't see anything, and yet you could smell something. So being that that's a very delicate sense, what the pasuk means to say is, v'haricho, he will be so sensitive due to the fact that he is God-fearing, bi'irat Hashem, due to the fact that he is God-fearing, he will be able to sense right away who's in the right and who's in the wrong. He won't have to look, he won't have to listen to the court case. He will know right away because of that sensitivity. That's the simple reading of the pasuk. I don't know. Vishafat bitzedek dalim. And he will judge on behalf of the poor with righteousness, meaning he will be honest and he will ensure that there's justice. Irrespective of whether the plaintiff is wealthy or poor, he won't honor the wealthy and powerful. On the contrary, he will be just, and as such, he will defend the poor. And in honesty, he will rebuke, he will guide the people of the land, and Anvei Aretz means on behalf of those that are humble to the ground, meaning there are those people who are on the bottom rung of society. They are Anvei Aretz, the people who are humble to the ground, and he will rebuke and judge and ensure there is justice even on behalf of those that are Anvei Aretz, those that are humble to the ground, the people who are on the lowest rung of society. And with the staff of his mouth, in other words, he will be able to curse, and his curses will come true. So using that power, vehika eretz, he will smite the land. In other words, he will be able to punish the wicked of the land, b'shevet piv, with the staff of his mouth, with the way he speaks. Now, on a simple level, that means he will have the justice system set up so that he only has to decree it and it comes true. He doesn't have to stand up and fight for something. Vehika eretz, he will beat the land or the wicked of the land, b'shevet piv, with the staff of his mouth, of his command, uveruach sefatav yamit rasha, and with the wind that comes out of his lips, that's another way of saying with his speech, he will execute the wicked. And righteousness will be the belt with which he girdles himself.
Question, is this about Mashiach?
Yes. And trustedness will be the belt, again, Ezor, the belt in which he wraps himself. And due to the fact that there will be such justice in the land, so in the days of Mashiach there will be so much peace that even the wolf will live peacefully with the lamb. And the leopard will sit to graze together with the goat. And you have a calf and a young lion and a fat ox, all of them together will be grazing. And a little child will watch over them, and they won't hurt the child. A big fat ox. I don't know if you guys ever saw a huge bison. They're the size of two cars. And a little child will be able to guide all these animals, and no one will hurt him. So the simple reading of the pasuk is that the peace on earth, the peace between humanity, will affect even the way the animals behave to one another. The Rambam says that the pasuk isn't to be taken literally. The wolf isn't going to change its nature, nor is the leopard or the lion going to change their nature. But rather, the pasuk is referring, it's a metaphor for the peace that will be among the nations, where nations that hitherto were out to get one another will now be able to live peacefully together. I guess, why not? Ufaravadov tirena, and the cow together with the bear will graze, meaning even the carnivorous animals, the bear, will become herbivores. Their children will sit together to graze. They'll have their children playing together. And the lion will become like cattle. The lion will start eating hay. Yes?
So the thing I'm trying to wrap my mind is around is, while the animals are becoming herbivores, supposedly we have the temple built and we're offering sacrifices and still eating meat, right?
Not necessarily. That's what Rav Kook wrote about.
I personally don't believe me.
And I even know because even the Rambam says that, right? Like, I thought it was a Pesach offering that I still saying we were going to be.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But Rav Kook writes that.
Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes.
So we will be eating meat and making sacrifices, or the opposite?
Opposite. Rav Tzadok HaKohen also writes that the world is headed for vegetarianism. Yeah. And a young baby that's still nursing will busy himself. Shiasha, he will play with the nest of a python. Alchu paten, a python. Yeah, it's a type of snake. Ve'al me'urat zifoni gamul yado hada, and over the crack where the tzifoni, one of the most venomous snakes, lives, That's where a gamul, a young child who has just finished nursing, that's where he will lift his hand, he will stick his hand into the hole of the tzifoni, this venomous snake, and nothing will happen. Lo yareu velo yashchitu bechol har kodshi. Throughout my holy mountain, they will not hurt. They will not be destructive. Ki malea haaretz. Because the land will be filled de'a et Adonai with the knowledge of Hashem, kamayim layam mechasim, just as the waters cover the floor of the sea, so too the land will be covered with the knowledge of Hashem. So that's the beautiful prophecy of the peace that's yet to come in Mashiach's time.